Question from Ashish Kumar Guribohan. Is it okay to bow down and ask to advance as in our Krishna consciousness when I see a demigod temple? Example, Siddhivinayak temple on the way to Sri Radha Gopinath. Or just pass by ignoring, or simply bow down and ask nothing during transit? Answer. Certainly as devotees, we should respect the demigods. And as respecting the demigods means that we should bow down to them. And going down, we can certainly ask them for their blessings so that we can advance in Krishna consciousness. Ignoring them is not good because they are also devotees, and they are surely devotees far greater than us. And we need to offer them our respects. At the same time, we don't have to go out of our way to visit every temple that is on the way to Krishna's temple. While passing by the temple, if we are going in a bus or a train or in a vehicle, we can surely offer our respects by folding our hands, bowing down and seeking the blessings. At the same time, if we are absorbed in chanting the holy names, or if we are absorbed in the reading or hearing, it is not that we have to always be on the watch out while we are traveling by to see if there is any temple, and then I have to bow down to the particular demigod's temple as I pass by. In general, the basic principle is that we try to always be Krishna conscious in whatever way we can. So, one way to be Krishna conscious is by offering respects to the Devta as we pass by his temple. Other way is by being absorbed in remembering Krishna in some other way. So, in general, these are principles which are left to individual discretion. If we feel inspired to offer our respects to Siddhivinayak as we are passing by the temple, certainly we can do that. And if some other devotees are, say, passing by and they are discussing something about the service of Krishna, or they are absorbed in chanting or reading or hearing, and they don't notice, we don't have to impose this on them. These are matters of individual discretion within the broad parameters of Krishna consciousness. That means whichever way we feel best inspired to remember Krishna, we can remember Krishna, and whichever way others feel inspired to be engaged in Krishna's service and be engaged in remembrance of Krishna, we should also allow them to do that. Thank you.